Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today, and today we are reading from the book of 2 Peter, in chapter 3, beginning in verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, of the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the days, since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved until the present day of the judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, were not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, blameless. And account that all longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Be also, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, hard to be understood, which they are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Yea, ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. The wisdom here is a reminder of Christ's final coming to judgment, and that he will appear, and when he does, the people won't be ready. And I might say even now, by what we see and hear or experiencing, it is very rare to find readiness for the Lord Jesus Christ. As we know, God destroyed the whole world by water, except for Noah and his family. But promised it will be dissolved by fire next time. And then the apostle closes here, inferring the need for holiness and steadfastness in faith, even as it should be now. So we have the word of God. We have the holy scriptures. They've been provided us by God as he inspired holy men to write for our edification and exhortation. If we live by the word of God, treat people as we would want to be treated, treat people as God has instructed us to treat people, even to the point of loving the enemy and doing good to all men while we have opportunity. In the final analysis, when the Lord Jesus shall stand in the clouds and he come to get the righteous, everyone that has the indwelling of his spirit and have lived by his word are going to be able to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus, is going to be caught up to go meet him in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. And that's our hope. And I hope that that's what you will learn to hope for as well, if you don't already believe like so. Reflect upon your present blessings, of which every man has many. Not on your past misfortunes, of which all men have some. Charles Dickens. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, as again today that we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory for your goodness and for your mercy. Thanking you, Lord God, for the opportunity to experience the dawning of this new day with the saints of our mind, the activity of our limbs. We're asking you again, God, today, if you'd be so kind to lead, guide, and direct us, that we be who you would have us to be in this last evil and dark day. We ask you, God, again today to please be so kind as to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word, in deed, or in thought, that you would allow love, joy, peace, and happiness to fill our lives, and that we be overtaken with healing, deliverance, prosperity, and salvation. God, because again today as we prepare to embark upon this day, we are reminded that you are God and you are God alone. It's you that have made us and not we ourselves. It's you that have chosen us. Those that you have brought into the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, it was at your choosing. So we're asking you, Lord God, we know now, God, that people that have heard of the gospel, that hear the gospel, that believe the gospel, and they believe it, God, until the time to where you look into their heart and they believe that you said a man, Jesus said a man must be born again, that we seek you and have sought you and other people will continue to seek you to be saved from this underworld generation by the indwelling of your spirit. So we're asking you, Lord God, to, as people cry out to you, we know you hear us. And we believe, God, that you're going to do the things that we ask because we do ask them in Jesus' name. So when people cry out to you, Lord God, that they want to be saved, God, we know that you're going to save them by the baptism of the Holy Ghost from this underworld generation. We thank you, God, because you promised that you would never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, Holy Father, for your word in that you said that with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. We thank you, Holy Father, because your word lets us know that since you are for us, then who can be against us? Thank you, God. And we know also that you loadeth us daily with benefits. And those benefits are sufficient enough, I believe, to get us through every day. So we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, because you put it all together, everything that touch our lives, everything that we're going to do, God, you made provision for it. Even when the devil tell us that we can't live holy, we can't live sanctified, we can't live saved, we can't love people that hate us, and we can't do good to people that mistreat us, God, hallelujah. But for those of us that have heard your word and we open our ears to hear, our heart to receive, and when you step in by the baptism of your spirit, you empower us to endure the hardness as good soldiers. You empower us to resist the devil and make him flee. You empower us, God, hallelujah, with the knowledge of the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ in that we can resist the devil and make him flee from us. So we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, God, hallelujah, for your goodness, Hebosha, for your mercy, hallelujah. And we're believing you, we're asking you again, God, this day, right now, this very hour, this morning here, God, that you move by your spirit, God, and you refresh every pastor everywhere around the world that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, God, one by one and name by name. God, visit every church with your spirit, with a refreshing of your spirit, God, hallelujah. God, just refreshing every pastor, Lord God, with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, they're going to preach and teach this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise. And they're going to demonstrate it with purpose, pride, dignity, and diligence. God, in Jesus' name we pray. And we know that you hear us, God, and we believe that you're going to do the things we ask because we ask it according to your word. that Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. So we're believing and we're trusting you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we're just asking you to give us the endurability. Give us that faith, God. Let our faith grow, God, from hearing the preaching of the word, God, with truth, with purpose, God. Hallelujah, God, and demonstrate it with dignity, God, clarity brought forth, God, with purpose, that we, God, hallelujah, our faith will be increased. Thank you, God, hallelujah, that we, our homes, God, that are just where there's no love and joy and peace and happiness in the home anymore. God, hallelujah, after the children got up and they weren't just toddlers anymore, and the older they got, the more rebellious they got, God, and the more disobedient they became, God, and because the parents ignored you, they didn't go to church or they stopped going to church, God, or they fuss and they argue in front of the children all the time, God, and we see and we know and understand that the children learn what they're exposed to, hallelujah, because any man, woman, boy, or girl, anywhere, we only know what we're taught or what we're exposed to, and that's what these children learn. But we're praying, God, hallelujah, as people begin to hear the truth of the gospel, as the truth of the gospel is being demonstrated in their presence, God, they're going to give heed, hallelujah. They're going to recognize your mercy because they could have been destroyed. Things could have been far worse, God, and they're going to turn their home into God's presence homes through praying together as a family, reading your word together as a family. Set aside a time every day that family, God, will come together and sit down and discuss scripture together, or at least read it together, and they'll get to the church house, God, and let the pastor explain to them what it means, and they will embrace it. And when they do, God, you're going to, just like you did with Zacchaeus, God, you're going to save that whole home, that entire family, God, and that house, that home, that house will become a God presence home, God, because of the restoration of joy and peace and love and happiness and kindness and gentleness and just pure love. So we thank you for it, God, for every home that you turn around. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're asking you, God, in Jesus' name, God, to strengthen those that have lost loved ones and their hearts are heavy, God, and they're struggling. They really don't know what to do because the loved one they lost was the person that supported the family, was the provider for the family. And now they don't know what to do. God, but I'm praying, God, and I'm asking the Lord by faith in Jesus' name as they pray to you, God, and they have friends around them that pray, God, that they will continue to gather with them and gather around them and get them to praying and seeking you, Lord, hallelujah, and not allowing the devil to cause them to be upset at you, God, hallelujah, that now they too, God, will can be lost because they turn away from you. But the praying with the loved ones, the praying with friends that know you, God, they'll turn to you and begin to pray, and you're going to comfort them, you're going to console them, God, hallelujah, and strengthen them to continue to move forward. God, just like you're going to restore financial independence and self-sufficiency to those that really cry out to you in sincerity and in truth. God, and by whatever means, God, their self-sufficiency was lost, their livelihoods were lost, whatever the reason was, when they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, and they're crying out, Lord, please forgive me and help me, God, hallelujah. Help restore my self-sufficiency, Lord. Show me what to do. Open doors for me, Lord. Make ways, God, hallelujah. And because, God, we know today, and we know that you know, everybody don't want to live on social assistance. They're not sitting around waiting for handouts and fussing about why my check didn't come yet. God, because they didn't even work. God, hallelujah, they never worked, God. But we know, hallelujah, that those that have really lost their jobs, their livelihoods, God, and they were working people. They were people, honest people. They were people that looked up. God, hallelujah, along with those people, God, that are earnest and honest in their hearts, God, hallelujah, when they come to the knowledge of the truth and they begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, God, even if you have to make them entrepreneurs, we're asking you, God, again today, and we're requesting, God, that you step into their lives and restore their self-sufficiency. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, by whatever means, God, because you're the God of all flesh and nothing is too hard for you. God, and we know that through this, it can turn other people's hearts back to you, God. Hallelujah. Because there are so many people that the devil is working on their minds, God, that they don't realize how much you love them, how much you love humanity, and that you allow, God, the sun to shine again every day in our lives. You allow us to get up and have the activity of our limbs, God. You allow us to get up, God, and we can talk, God, and we can clean up ourselves, and we can get out and go to work every day. God, some people are just taking that for granted. But I'm praying, God, and I'm asking you right now by faith in Jesus' name, help us, hallelujah, to help others to understand, God, that when maybe they just stop taking you for granted and begin to thank you and thank you, God, hallelujah, knowing that it wouldn't have happened had it not been for you, God, hallelujah, and with some of them that they're just lost, they don't know you in departing of their sin. It might be, God, that they were just robbers, God. They robbed you. They didn't tithe. They didn't give offerings to the church. They didn't go to church, God. And you said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the custom of some is. God, hallelujah. And you let us know through your word that you've robbed me, even this whole nation, with tithe and offering. God, so when they get that truth in them and in their heart and they begin to move toward you with the demonstration of your truth, we know that you're going to restore self-sufficiency like only you can. God, again, those, God, that the enemy, Lord, he's allowing people to into their ears, and they're saying things to them that are contrary to the gospel. God, the devil has manipulated even some pastors and some preachers. God, that they just preach for filthy lucre. They're just preaching and teaching, and all they want to do is get more money and to get bigger and just become more renowned. God, but not many people are receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But what we know is, God, hallelujah, that when Jesus went, God, hallelujah, amen, the people received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Not every one of them got saved because they couldn't be saved while he was with them. But the apostles went out and they began to preach. And on the first day of the birth of the church, 3,000 souls were added, God, hallelujah. And with that kind of movement, we know that the church enlarged and is still enlarging, even though there's a great falling away today. But we're praying and we're asking you, Lord God, for every man, woman, boy, or girl that began to cry out to you, Lord, hallelujah, and admit to you, Lord, I was doing all right. Hallelujah, I was in church and I was doing what you charged me to do, but I talked to this preacher, I talked to this woman, I talked to this man, I talked to this person, God, and they said this and they said that, and I found myself and I recognized myself, hallelujah, that I slipped back into darkness. Now I realize that what was happening was not of you, God, and I repent and I ask you, God, and when you hear prayers like that, when you hear that cry like that, in that order, God, hallelujah, and they're admitting that they have fallen back into darkness, God, and they're crying out, they're repenting. God, we are asking you by faith in Jesus' name to hear their cry, God, and grant them a refreshing. God, deliver them, hallelujah, from the clutches of Satan. God, so with the baptism of your spirit, God, that we'll know, hallelujah, that we can resist the devil and make him flee. In the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. God, and we are asking you again, God, today, that in the hospital room somewhere, God, there's somebody that's just crying out to you in sincerity. God, there's somebody on a sick bed in some nursing home or convalescent home somewhere. Some are just at home. Some are in rehabilitation centers, God. Some, hallelujah, God, they're sick, and because they might not have finances, God, they're just at home, and some are in shelters and wherever they might be. I beseech you by your mercy right now, God, and I cry out to you with them, hallelujah, and with others that are praying for them, for deliverance for them, God, hallelujah. God, for healing for them, God, as they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth. We know you hear them, God, and we are beseeching you by your mercy, God, by your compassion to hear their cry and restore them and heal them. Get them out of those sick beds and back on their feet so that they can go, hallelujah, and let people see, hallelujah, you probably would have thought that I wouldn't make it. There was a time maybe I thought I wouldn't make it, but I began to cry out to God, and I began to just tell God in my heart that I'm not going to give up on you. I'm going to keep praying to you. Hallelujah. And they kept praying and they kept praying. They kept seeking you. God, hallelujah. And when you were really touched and moved, that they were sincere, they were speaking in permanence, God, not a temporary fix. God, you healed them. You got them back on their feet. God, they're astounded and amazed, the medical professionals and their family members even that don't believe, because we know, God, hallelujah, that even in places, even in churches, everybody, as the scriptures even led us to know, everybody, hallelujah, that go to church are not saved. But we're just praying that the day will come that every one of them will look around them and see the miracles. They'll look around them and see your love at work. They will look around and see, hallelujah, that you provided for them the sunlight to see every new day. You provide them darkness at night so their body can rest, because they can't work and do things during the night. Hallelujah. In some places, hallelujah, God, but they begin to cry out to you, God. And when you turn, God, and hear their cry, God, you're healing. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You are delivering. Thank you, Holy Father. You're restoring. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You're comforting. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, and you are saving above all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, and again, I say, God, every church everywhere, however small or however large, God, refresh every pastor, God, and turn every pastor to you with a greater zeal, God, to get a fervent zeal for you, God, and you're going to inspire them and motivate them and empower them, hallelujah, by the refreshing of the Holy Ghost, that they're going to preach and teach and demonstrate this gospel without fear, favoritism, or compromise. They're going to preach it and teach it and demonstrate it above all with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, to help people that are in darkness to realize that they're in darkness, to help people that don't know and don't know that they don't know that they really don't know and they don't understand. Hallelujah. Just as it was even when the disciples were with the Lord Jesus, Jesus asked them, who do the men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And then Peter's response was, well, they're saying that you're John the Baptist, one of the prophets, and all. They didn't really know who he was after all the miracles they saw. And hallelujah. And then the Apostle Paul, God, when the church was being born and people were getting saved and things were turning, hallelujah, he heard of the miracles and he heard of these things, but because, amen, it was new and he was, God, just full of Judaism and the law alone, he's tried to stop the promotion of the church, God, the Christian religion, God, that are baptizing people with the indwelling of your spirit. And even Paul said, it was as if scales fell from my eyes. Hallelujah. He confessing that he didn't know. And he didn't know that he didn't know, because he ran amongst people that didn't know. They were all in that darkness because they were following the tradition of men. They were following the tradition of the fathers. God, they were following the wisdom of the world. And that's as far as they went, what they saw. And they did not see the light of the knowledge of the gospel. Hallelujah. Until Jesus came. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, and that's hallelujah, God. And that's according to your love and your mercy and your kindness. Hallelujah. And then when he sent back the Holy Ghost, as he promised the apostles that he would, hallelujah, the church began to grow. And it's still growing. And where there are still gatherings where people congregate together, God, and they come, they say they come to worship you and to praise you and to reverence you, God, but they won't seek you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They don't cry out to you for the indwelling of your spirit. When Jesus left it on record, hallelujah, a man must be born again of the water and of the spirit. And we know that when the day of Pentecost came, they were born of the spirit, speaking in tongues as you gave them utterance. And they were baptized in water in Jesus' name as they were instructed. And from that day until this day, this is the order that the church is supposed to move forward with. God, and you're going to continue to stand with us and for us and support us and drive us and push us and envelop us in your favor, God, until the Lord Jesus come to get the righteous and those that have sought the Lord and have the indwelling of his spirit. God, hallelujah, even if they went to sleep, God, and they were in the grave, God, but the Bible declares, hallelujah, that the grave is going to have to give them up. death, hallelujah, had no sting. That they're going to come, God, when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then those that are alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. This is instruction from your scripture. This is what we believe. And I pray in God that every pastor everywhere, people everywhere that hear this truth of this gospel will turn to the light of the knowledge of the gospel, God, and begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, that they will receive the baptism of your spirit, hallelujah, that they can be saved from this underworld generation and be caught up to meet the Lord in the air and come home to be with you forever. This is my hope, and I know that it's the hope of everyone that believe and trust the gospel around the world. God, but until that day shall come, we know that you're going to continue to maintain our cause. God, you're going to continue, God, to keep us enveloped in your favor. God, that we'll be able to demonstrate your holiness and your word, God, hallelujah. We're going to be the light of your word because we're going to be led and guided by you, who is our shepherd, God, hallelujah. And you're going to lead us and guide in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, hallelujah. And you're going to supply us according to your riches and glory with whatever it is that we need to be, who you would have us to be and to do whatever you charge us to do until Jesus come to get the righteous. And we're going to be caught up and caught out of here. In the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray and we believe that we're going to have what we ask, Holy Father, because we ask it as per your instruction. As again, we say, Jesus said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. And we're asking you, God, hallelujah, to save us against that day. And those that have asked you in sincerity, you've baptized with the Holy Ghost. God, and for those that will ask you in sincerity, we're believing and trusting you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, that we be caught up to meet the Lord and come home to be with you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, our Lord, I pray again today. And I believe that we're going to have what we ask because we do, God, ask it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, God. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give God praise. We give him the highest praise, shouting hallelujah to him because he's worthy of the praise. So people of God everywhere, remember that things are not as bad as they seem and nothing can happen to you today that God and you can't handle. If you don't let your faith waver, and if you just prophesy to yourself, the word of God, and the word of God teaches us, hallelujah, that he promised to heal, deliver, prosper, and save his people. And he's going to manifest it in the life of every true believer everywhere. So again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.